Today, I really want to uncover something that I'm seeing as a bit of a goldmine for brands, something that's been under our noses the whole time. Yes, it's LinkedIn. So why is LinkedIn the untapped market for your brand? We're looking at a situation where there's over 700 million professionals. This is huge, guys. Why are we looking at LinkedIn when there's other platforms out there? How does it actually stack up against the other social platforms? The answer essentially lies in the fact that if that's the case, what are the strategies that we can tap into to enhance your LinkedIn presence? I recommend... Welcome to The Disruptionists, where the status quo has no seat at the table. I'm Jess Singh, and this is your invitation to join the movement of game-changing, boundary-pushing strategies that will take your marketing, branding, and customer journey to the next level. Let's get disruptive. Today, I really want to uncover something that I'm seeing as a bit of a goldmine for brands. It's basically been something that's been under our noses the whole time. Yes, it's LinkedIn. So why is LinkedIn the untapped market for your brand? Let's take a little bit of a step back and understand what's been going on in the landscape of LinkedIn. We know that it's evolving. It's not just a simple job-seeking site anymore, but it's a bustling marketplace of ideas, networking, and more importantly, business growth opportunities. Basically, we're looking at a situation where there's over 700 million professionals, and that gives us a potential to carve out a niche for you and connect directly with your audience. This is huge, guys. If we want to consider this, sometimes it helps to go and reference an expert. And the expert in this particular space is Melanie Dodaro. She's one of the foremost authorities on LinkedIn. She points out that LinkedIn isn't just about the sheer number of users, but the quality of professional engagement that it fosters. So unlike any other social network, LinkedIn users are there with a business mindset. It makes it a really fertile ground for establishing authority and thought leadership within your industry. So this takes me back to a recent client that I worked with. They're a financial institution. They've realized that there's such a big option out there for them to start connecting with their customers on things that matter. This particular financial institution really, really cared about the communities and how they were being impacted by natural disasters. They want to own the space where they talk about narratives such as, you know, what do we do when disaster strikes? Who's there to help you? How can your financial institution lead the way? LinkedIn's got this unique environment to share valuable content, connect with industry leaders, and participate in relevant conversations. Why? Because it enhances your brand's visibility and credibility, and that's pretty powerful. It highlights the importance of not just being on LinkedIn, but being strategically active. And guys, I'm all about strategy. Everything that you do needs to be about providing value and engaging in meaningful ways. So let's dive a little bit deeper into how we can actually apply these insights and elevate your brand presence on LinkedIn. I'm going to get you to think about a lady called Nelly Akelp. She is the owner of CorpNet. One of her stories is the fact that she is a passionate entrepreneur who basically leveraged LinkedIn to scale her business. Nelly and her husband had initially started a company which was called mycorporation.com. They started it from their living room, which later they sold to Inuit in 2008. So what did Nelly do? She could have just stopped there, but she didn't. She took her experience from the proceeds that she got from the sale and launched another company called CorpNet. It's a company that's dedicated to helping entrepreneurs navigate the complexities of starting and maintaining a business. Through CorpNet, Nelly provides services like filing business documents, handling annual reports, and she does this across more than 50 states in America. So what role did LinkedIn play? LinkedIn played a crucial role in Nelly's journey. By building a strong professional network and sharing her insights and experiences, she established herself as an authority in the entrepreneurial and small business space, something that I think we're all trying to do. Her active presence on LinkedIn not only helped in building CorpNet's brand, but also in forging valuable connections that fueled business growth. Pretty powerful stuff, right? So what's the takeaway? Nelly Akelp's story is a testament to the power of LinkedIn for entrepreneurs. It underscores the importance of a strong professional network and the potential of LinkedIn to elevate personal and brand profiles. Let's think about Nelly. She's taken her journey from starting a business in her living room to becoming a recognized industry leader. It's basically illustrating the transformative potential of strategic LinkedIn engagement for SMEs and entrepreneurs. The reason why I'm showing you this example is that it clearly tells us that LinkedIn can be more than just a platform for job seekers. It's a powerful tool for building businesses, creating brands, and connecting with like-minded professionals and potential clients. So what strategies can you borrow from Nelly's playbook? Why are we looking at LinkedIn when there's other platforms out there? How does it actually stack up against the other social platforms? The answer essentially lies in the fact that it's a professional context and it's driven by content. It's an ecosystem that's driven by content, actually. Unlike platforms that prioritize entertainment, LinkedIn's audience is here for insights. It's here for trends and professional growth. It makes it a fertile ground for thought leadership and brand building. So, if that's the case, what are the strategies that we can tap into to really leverage LinkedIn's potential? To enhance your LinkedIn presence, I recommend focusing on creating a detailed company page that reflects your brand's ethos. Regularly share industry insights, articles, and original content that adds value to your audience. The other thing that you can do is engage with your network. Get out there, start commenting on, you know, what they're talking about. Start sharing relevant content and don't hesitate to use LinkedIn's advanced targeting features. Another thing that you can do is personalize your connection requests. Actively participate in LinkedIn groups, guys, especially ones that are related to your industry. Why? Because it can significantly boost your visibility and engagement on the platform. Look, I can't talk about, you know, a platform here without addressing the fact that it may have some challenges. And let's talk about how we can overcome them as well. On LinkedIn, it's really hard to stand out, don't you think, in a sea of content and maintain authentic engagement. Let's face it, it can actually be a little bit daunting. But you know, the thing that's going to help is remaining consistent. It's about having a clear voice and to focus on delivering value. With that, you can 100% overcome any hurdles about being on LinkedIn. To stand out on LinkedIn, you can personalize your content to reflect your unique insights and solutions. So guys, what does that mean for me? I'm out there personally really trying to make a space on LinkedIn to talk about how entrepreneurs need to change, how we can actually disrupt, not for the sake of disruption, but for the sake of a better experience for our customers. That is what I live and breathe for. So you can use storytelling to make your posts far more relatable and engaging. To maintain authentic engagement, guys, you really need to directly start interacting with the comments on your post. Don't just post and forget. You need to also start participating in relevant conversations with your networks and the groups that you're a part of. Be seen, be heard. Why not leverage multimedia content like videos and infographics? Because it can also help capture attention in a really content-saturated feed. Now, consistently reviewing your analytics, it might not be something that you like to do, but I promise you it will guide you in refining your strategy to better meet your audience's preferences and needs. It's pretty simple, guys. So let's look to the future of LinkedIn for brands. When we look ahead, LinkedIn is only going to grow in importance for brands, especially with features like LinkedIn Live, events, and polls. Trust me, guys, they know that they're onto something and they will continue to innovate in this space. Staying ahead of these trends and adapting your strategy will be the key to unlocking the full potential of this platform. So everyone, look, that wraps up our deep dive into why LinkedIn is an untapped market for your brand. Remember, it's not just about being present, it's about being impactful. That's literally what we stand for here at The Disruptionists. Engage, share, connect, and watch your brand thrive on LinkedIn. So guys, thanks for tuning in. Stay disruptive and see you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Until next time, keep disrupting. Thanks for joining me on The Disruptionists. If this episode sparked new ideas or challenged your thinking, I'd love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe to your favorite platform to catch every disruptive insight. For more behind-the-scenes content and to connect with like-minded disruptors, follow me at itsjesssing across all social platforms. And remember, stay disruptive.